Okay, it seems that the microphone works. Thank you again, Kim. And so this presentation is a little bit more technical than the previous one, and will concern the optimization and the control of the oxygen transfer efficiency in the wastewater treatment plants. So you know that this is a very energy-demanding process, the aeration in the wastewater treatment plant. Of course, plants that are based on aerobic processes. My voice is strange. And if we are able to optimize this process, we have the opportunity to save energy, so to save money, and to reduce the off-site greenhouse gases emission. And so I will show you some results of many surveys, many experimental measurements that we carried out with an instrument in real wastewater treatment plants. So here you can see the conceptual of the method. This method was developed the first time several years ago, but This kind of instrument is not widely used so far. So we tried to develop an instrument to carry out this kind of measures, and in order to understand which are the savings that we can have in the plants. So basically, we are going to take the off gas which comes out from the aerobic tanks. We collect the off gas with a hood, which is put on the surface, and we make a mass balance for the oxygen in the gas phase. So we are going to measure the oxygen when the air is put in the tank, and the oxygen when the air comes out from the tank, and we measure the oxygen transfer efficiency in that plant. So here you can see the part of the instrumentation. This is the hood, which is used to collect the off gas. Then we have, through a pipe, we collect the off gas to a gas analyzer. Here we measure the oxygen content in the off gas after the removal of carbon dioxide and water vapor. And also we measure the off-gas flow rate in order to measure not only the oxygen transfer efficiency, but also the amount of gas that is emitted from the tank. And also we measure the oxygen in the liquid phase where we are doing the measurement, because it allow us to calculate the oxygen transfer in standard conditions. So here also you can see a layout of the instruments. It's very simple, and so we measure the off gas flow rate with an air velocity probe. Then we take a part of the off gas to make the measurement of the oxygen content, and this is done both in the off gas and in the reference, that means in the atmosphere. So we can make a comparison between the oxygen content of these two streams. So what have we to do when we want to carry out this kind of measures? We had to define a sampling grid. So we subdivide the tank in several sectors, and we start to make measurement at the cross point of the grid. And for each position, we alternatively measure the oxygen content in the atmosphere and in the off gas. So here you can see the parameters that we measure, and these parameters allow us to calculate the oxygen transfer efficiency, so the efficiency in the operating conditions in the plant, and also the alpha SOT, which is the oxygen transfer efficiency in standard condition in the process water. So all the conditions are standard when we calculate this parameter, apart the wastewater, which is the real wastewater, not clean water. Okay? If the test is performed in clean water, we have just SOT. Okay? So this project was funded by the Italian Ministry for Environment, Land and Sea, and within this project we tested several full-scale plants with different characteristics in terms of capacity, of aeration, diffusers, wastewater characteristics, operating conditions, and so on. And here you can see the other partners of the project, and most of them are utilities which manage wastewater treatment plants. So we tried to involve the companies from the beginning of the project. So here you can see in this table we summarized the characteristics of the wastewater. So you can see that the plant capacity goes from a few thousand people equivalent up to several thousand. The flow rate, of course, from a few cubic meters a day up to hundreds cubic meters per day, different aerators, submergence, aeration density, and so on. Okay, so we tested this system in many different plants. And also here you can see a very important issue, which is the management of the air flow rate. So you can have plant where the air flow rate is not monitored or regulated at all, and plant where the air flow rate is accurately regulated. For example, in this plant, the air flow rate is controlled using an online measurement of ammonia. And for example, in this one and this one, there is any regulation of the air flow rate. The initial condition of the air regulation is important because the objectives and also the expected savings and information that you can give with measurement can be very different. Okay. So here, just I will show you very quickly this slide just to show which kind of diffuser we tested. So the membrane diffusers, the membrane panels, tubular diffusers, and pressurized submerged aerators. So very different system. So which are the objectives of this kind of measurement? The first one, of course, is to evaluate which is the oxygen transfer in the process condition. Okay? And then measuring all the parameters that I showed you, we are able to understand which is the oxygen transfer in standard condition, which can be very different from the oxygen transfer in process conditions. Then we can use the measurement to evaluate if the diffusers are fouled from sludge, for example, or carbonate or other compounds that can precipitate on the diffuser. And we can also evaluate which is the efficacy of the cleaning of the diffuser if we carry out the measurement before and after the cleaning. We can evaluate which is the distribution of air and of dissolved oxygen in the tanks, because you know that the oxygen is measured in 1 point or two or maximum 3 point. In this way, we can go to measure the oxygen in everywhere in the tank, and also we can detect if there is an uneven distribution of the air within the tank, because some diffusers can be more fouled than other, some diffusers can be broken, so the air is not evenly distributed within the tank. We then gather information about the potential savings that the company can have if set up a regulation system for the air flow rate. Because, of course, if you want to regulate the air flow rate, it asks for money. And it depends which are the savings doing this regulation. So we can gather information to understand if the benefit is higher than the cost. And, of course, we can couple this system with sampling for measuring the emission of VOC, of greenhouse gases. So it's a very We are developing a very an instrument which can be used in very different ways. So here there are some slides I will show you very, very quickly in order to stay on time. And for example, here you can see which is the oxygen transfer efficiency that we measured in the for the different diffusers that we tested. So you can see that here you have the OTE per meter and the total OTE. So you see that the range is very different between one plant and another. But the OTE is not a good parameter to be used to make comparison because you have to standardize the oxygen transfer efficiency. So then we calculated the alpha SOT, which the correct parameter to be used to make comparison. Of course, we are able to put this oxygen transfer efficiency in a database coming from measurement done in several plants from other groups. So we have like a benchmark, something like that, to understand if the diffusers are performing well or not. I'll skip this one. Okay, in this plant, in this case, we left the instrument for 1 day, more or less, in the tank. And the instrument measured the oxygen transfer efficiency on a regular basis, maybe up every 15 minutes, something like that. And here you can see both the DO concentration, it's an alternate cycle plant, and the oxygen transfer efficiency during the aeration. And here you can see that the oxygen is low in this period, but during the night, for example, it can reach 5 or even more milligrams per liter. So if we couple this information, I mean the dissolved oxygen in the liquid phase with the oxygen transfer efficiency, which decreases when the dissolved oxygen increases, we can understand which are the potential savings that we can have, the company can have, if regulate the air flow rate. So because if you reduce the air flow rate, you reduce the dissolved oxygen in the liquid phase, you also increase the oxygen transfer. So there is a double effect. And you can correctly evaluate this double effect doing a measurement of the oxygen transfer with different concentration of dissolved oxygen in the liquid phase. Here you can see another measurements and the results made in another plant. It was a small plant. And in this case, we carried out the first measurement just after the installation of the membrane diffusers. And then we carried out the measurement after 2 years, during which the membrane were not clean. And 2 months later, immediately after the cleaning of the diffusers. So here you can see the results in this case. So this was the alpha SOT at the beginning. So the diffusers were clean, were new. So the alpha SOT was not so bad. But after 2 years without any cleaning, the alpha SOT dropped to an half value. So they were using double energy to give oxygen to the tank. Then we repeated the measurement after the cleaning of the diffuser, which was carried out with peracetic acid. And we saw that the alpha SOT was not fully, but most of the alpha SOT was recovered. So we measured at 15.8 percent. So the company is able to, for example, to plan the cleaning procedure of the diffusers and can make a balance between the cost for cleaning and the benefit concerning the energy savings. And in this plant, which is I will skip this one, which is a small plant. The saving was, absolute value was low, about 4,000 euros per year, but the plant was very, very small. So the relative impact was very high. It's about 40% less energy in terms of euros after the cleaning rather than the energy spent before the cleaning. So the improvement was very, very good. And I told you that this system can also be used to monitor the air flow rate distribution and oxygen concentration in the tank. I will skip this one. And I will show you also this results of this measurement, which was carried out in a large wastewater treatment plant, about 600,000 people equivalent. The company changed the regulation system from a DO controlled system to a ammonium concentration in the effluent. So we carried out the measurement of oxygen transfer before, when this was the DO control, and after, when this was the DO control. So what we saw? We saw that the DO control was, in this period, we had an OT between 22 and 30%. And when the company moved to the other system for the air flow rate control, the OT rise from this one, this range, to this range. So the improvement was very significant, because this is a very large wastewater treatment plant, so the absolute value of the money that can be saved is high. So we were able to make a cost-benefit analysis, and we saw that the company can save about 75,000 euros per year only managing the dissolved oxygen, measuring the ammonia in the effluent rather than using the dissolved oxygen in the liquid phase. And it's also due to the fact that if you lower the dissolved oxygen, you also increase the aeration efficiency, because a low concentration of oxygen in the liquid phase allow you to more easily transfer the oxygen from the gas phase to the liquid phase. So again, there is a double effect that we can quantify using this kind of instruments. And also, if you are thinking to implement a regulation of the air flow rate, you have to find a relationship between the alpha SOT and the air flow rate. So this curve is useful if you want to make modeling, or if you want to understand which can be the savings that you will have if you implement an air flow rate regulation systems. And finally, you can also use this system as a support for design, because if you are planning to change the diffusers, maybe you want to compare the performances of different diffusers, and you can do that using the sludge of your plant. So you have to build a small tank where you can put the diffusers that you want to test. This tank is fed with the sludge coming from the plant, so it's a small tank which works in parallel with the main one. And on a regular basis, you can test the aeration, the oxygen transfer efficiency of different diffusers. So you can see which diffuser perform best at the beginning, when the diffusers are clean. But if you do this for several months, for example, 6, 9 months, you can also have an idea of which diffusers will be subjected to a less fouling in your sludge. So it is very important to test the diffusers in the real sludge of the plant, because the wastewater, there can be surfactants and can be oil, grease, which greatly affect the oxygen transfer efficiency. So it is important to make the measurement in the sludge where you are thinking to put the diffusers. Thank you for your attention.